Hello, this is Kagan Zavolan with Magnetic Hearts. I know I haven't done one of these in a couple of days, so I figured I'd update you on how everything's been going. Finally started with getting my startup going and actually had a business interview a couple days ago. So hope this is going to be becoming more of a permanent thing that I can do for you guys. Today's episode, I'd really like to talk about, mental health awareness. Not only that, but I also had, a certain person in my family ended up dying, but I couldn't have done anything about it. It was passing from old age. But it also really affected my mental health, specifically because it was a family member, but most of the time, you know, it was a family member that I'd never really gotten to interact with. I never even got to know or meet them past the point of me being able to remember them. So any interaction I had with this person was, you know, from the time I was like four years or younger. But you know, it seemed to affect everybody in my family a little bit differently. Not to say that, you know, it should have affected them differently in any way. But what I'm meaning to say is that, you know, I honestly wasn't expecting how it would affect people. You know, it started causing a lot of problems in me and my mom's personal life. And I guess that's the only thing I really need to get across is that it affects everybody differently when somebody in your family passes away, even though you may not have been too terribly connected to the person. So I really wasn't knowing what to expect when it came to, you know, dealing with all of this. Nobody in my family ever actually tends to deal with their own problems. They always tend to, you know, shrug things off and make it so that, you know, nobody notices that they're having a hard time. I kind of think that puts themselves in a situation where they don't understand how they feel about the situation, so they don't say anything about it at all. And they can end up shutting themselves down really, really easily, really quick. Now, I can understand what people go through when it comes to this, because I've had plenty of people in my life end up not being able to make it. And it's never a good thing. But I always do. I do my best to make sure that I'm there for other people in their personal times of need. I'm not saying that I want other people to, you know, always be there for me, or that I can't handle my own emotions. But I've noticed over the past 7 months that I've been I've been really lonely. And I can't say it's, you know, strictly by choice. I can't say it's strictly by chance either. But I haven't been getting out to go and have much interaction with others. I feel like that's kind of caused some problems for some of the people in my life. Just because they feel that I'm not making any effort to actually go and see them. It's not that I'm not going to make effort to see them and interact with them or be around them. It's that, you know, life gets busy. Not everybody has a chance to, you know, be where they're wanted all the time. And I guess that's the only thing I really want to get across to you today, is that when somebody's going through a hard time, please don't try and put your personal needs over theirs, because you can never know what somebody else is actually going through until they decide that it's time for you to know. And then even then, sometimes these people just don't want help. Well, not to say that they don't want help, it's just that, you know, people feel like they should be able to manage their emotions on their own. And I can understand that. People want to be strong and independent and do things however the best is the best way that they see fit. They also want to be able to have time to manage their emotions and deal with things on their own. So if somebody stops messaging, stops texting, stops being around you, I want you to know that it's not always going to be just because of a certain specific reason. Maybe it's because they've got things going on in their personal life that nobody knows about, but it is causing problems for them. And you can't get mad, angry, or upset, and all these other low negative emotions simply because they're taking time to be alone and manage their own emotions, manage how they feel about certain situations. But I have one of my family members get particularly upset because it seemed like I didn't care. And it's not that I don't care. I do. I honestly felt sorry for my dad because he was the one that was closest to my grandma. And, you know, I sat there and talked with him over the phone for a long time. But I did my best to be there for him. And, you know, I did whatever I could to make things a little bit better for him in his particular situation. Now, I know I'm not going to be the best perfect person to go to for all these things. I'm not trying to sell myself as the first person to always come to when it comes to how to manage and deal with your emotions, because I understand how to manage and deal with my emotions. That, so far, is really all I've needed, because as soon as I can give myself advice, I'm able to take the exact same advice that I would be giving myself and giving to myself in a time of need. I can take that little tidbit of knowledge and I can always switch it around and have it, you know, fit to what matters and matches somebody else's blueprint. Now, I do my best to be there for everybody when it comes to my friends that are in need, in a bad situation. Because I know exactly what it was like to not have somebody there for me. It was always a hard thing growing up when, you know, I was a skateboarder kid and nobody ever wanted to be around me because, you know, I'd always either have a skateboard with me or I'd have it flying into their shins. People really don't appreciate that. And I can understand that, but it taught me at a very young age that not everybody wants to be around you just because you've got things going for you in your life. And as soon as you notice that things are going to start getting better for you in your life, that's as soon as you will start to find other people falling out of your life simply because they don't understand how you're dealing with things as opposed to other people. Now, none of it has to truly concern other people. You can always take a day off, take a couple days off, sit there and review, reassess, and realign all of your emotions and your priorities to make sure that whatever is best for you in the moment is actually going to be helpful and beneficial towards the way you choose to live your life. Now, see, I don't want to give anybody real life advice, but if anything, I feel like I should be able to at least give some advice when it comes to the things that people do. So I can guarantee you guys one thing, that there is nothing in the world or in other people's world that is always your fault. If anything, the reason why some people are so mad, upset, and angry about certain situations and the way things turn out It's probably because they've got things going on in their own life. And it's getting to the point where a lot of people just don't want to be there for other people. Not in a bad sense of the way, but, like, nobody wants to be there for other people just so that they can listen to other people's problems. Now, see, that's kind of my job. That's kind of what I get paid for at the moment, is that I take on clients that, you know, want to have something in their life change, but don't know where to look, don't know what to think, what to experience, and how to manage these experiences. So I go in and I actually build people life grids and system formats to make sure that, you know, whenever it comes to a situation where if they can't come up with the answer on their own, then I will go in and build the life grid and the power plans for them and help them review them. I'll help them go through them in depth and detail to make sure that, you know, we are all on the same page about what's supposed to happen. I get text and call updates every 2 or 3 days to make sure that they're keeping up with everything. And then as soon as I find out that, you know, the entire plan has been messed up, because not many people stick to the plan. It's kind of like a diet. Nobody really likes going on a diet, especially when you don't absolutely have to. But if people don't like the way it is, and people skip out on the way it's supposed to be, you know, cut corners here and there to try and make things a little simpler, a little easier on their life. And what I end up doing is that I end up having the people that are in relationships, I'll have their spouse message me and call me and text me in the next 2 or 3 days to see if these people have literally gone and taken every bit of advice that's on the piece of paper in the power plan, okay? And I can get onto them, onto the person that's my client, by going through their significant other. Not that I mean to undermine or, you know, underlyingly sneak my way in around and figure out what's going on in your life, even though you don't want me to know. The reason why I do that is so that they can be on your ass about whether or not you make the change last and have it be a permanent part of your life. That's all I do. That's it. Now, losing my grandma was really a hard, hard thing for me. I never got to meet this person. I never got to spend any particularly great amount of time around this person, but just knowing that it bothered my dad so much, it really ended up bothering me. So I also had to learn that I couldn't hold on to any of the bad negative emotions that was coming from dwelling on the thought of it. I had to allow myself to feel the emotion, but I also had to allow myself to not be consumed by the emotion of dread and upset and worry. But if I could direct the energy that was coming from these emotions towards being grateful and thankful that, you know, I ever even got the chance to be around this person, I could look at it in a completely different way and not be so upset about it. It was almost like going to the gym and you've been doing nothing but 100-pound weights the entire time, every set, every different machine, and then you go home and the only machine or weights that you have here at home is like maybe 10 pounds. So it went from all the weight on my shoulders all at once to a little bit of relief. I didn't absolutely have to dwell on the negative emotions if I could just release them. No, I promise that I'm not one of those overly spiritual types of people where it's like I send my negative emotions and bad vibrations onto somebody else, and they get to deal with it. That's going to create some bad karma for you, buddy. But no, if anything, I do my best to try and completely absolve the negative hate, anger, trauma, depression, upset, all of it. I try to just literally absolve it away from my life so that it doesn't affect other people and it no longer affects me the way it would if I was to sit there and linger on it. Now, I really hope that I can eventually get my message out to a lot of different people. I want to keep doing these podcasts for you guys every other day or every other 2 or 3 days. Go ahead and leave down in the comments below whether or not you guys have a particular subject that you would like me to cover. And I'm pretty sure I can get to making some time and make you guys a video just for you. If you want, I'll tag you just because inspirational purposes. If you give me a good enough story to cover and good enough issue that I need to really address and actually make a podcast episode about, then I'll go ahead and tag you and make sure that, you know, you're at least a part of the story as it goes. All right, well, that was a good talk. I hope you guys have a good night. And this has been Kegan Zavala with Magnetic Hearts. Bye-bye.